You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. You know, we hear a lot about peace, don't we? From the proclamation of the angels to the shepherds at the birth of Jesus, peace on earth, goodwill to men, to our daily news broadcast, peace is a frequent topic, and there's no doubt that most people want to have peace on earth. But you know, peace is not something that can be declared or legislated. True peace is a heart condition, and each individual has the choice to be at peace with others or not. Now just think, if every individual decided to be a peaceful person, to never harm anyone else, or to do everything he or she could to promote peace, well, we would have peace on earth. Obviously, you and I have little influence on world peace, but we have great influence on our own environments, whether they are peaceful or not. So, I thought we should talk about peace in our individual worlds this week. How can you and I promote peace? Well, let me begin by asking, are you a peacemaker or a peacekeeper? There is a difference, you know. Peacemaking is something every Christian should be very good at doing. We're called to be peacemakers. Jesus said that people who make peace are blessed and will be called children of God. Peacekeepers, on the other hand, often just want peace at any price. And that can lead to compromising and lowering standards and going along to get along just to keep the peace. So we need to know the difference between being a peacemaker and a peacekeeper. A peacemaker is one who makes peace where there is none. I'm sure you have many opportunities to make peace if you recognize them and take advantage of them. So what I'm going to do this week is talk about how you and I can become peacemakers. And I think it can make a really big difference in the worlds in which we live if we can be the peacemakers in our world. I hope you'll join me each day. Did you know that copies of my devotionals are always available on our website? And you are welcome to join me every Tuesday evening for Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Time. You'll find all the details on our website. I'd love for you to join me. We have a lot of women joining every Tuesday evening. All of that information is available at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. So I hope you'll listen tomorrow as I talk about how you and I can become peacemakers.